Hi, this is a dictation for Raphael Okonkwar. R-A, P like Paul, H like Harry, A like Apple, E like Ellie, L like Larry, Raphael. The last name is O like Opal, K like Kelly, O like Opal, N like Nancy, K like Kelly, W like Woman, O like Opal, and R like Ripple. Raphael Okonkwar. Okonkwar. Date of birth, 1/15/1972. The patient self-referred himself for several issues. He recently underwent surgery for the right knee, and it has been very much painful despite all the surgery, and meniscus removal was done. And he also has extreme pain in the right elbow as a chief symptom. Right knee pain, right elbow, and lower back. All of these pains are described to be around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. These pains have been there since January of 2022. And he also suffers from gout. In addition to ongoing issues with the, and he has been provided medication for gout control, which include indomethacin. The patient does not have any event associated with causation of this. Pains, except he has an extremely difficult walking. He has had no fall, no motor vehicle accident, no work injury. The patient does weigh 290 pounds. These pains are described to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, sharp, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, sickening, aching, tender. They are varying from 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain interferes into the ADLs to the tune of 9. He reports that the general activity, mood, and work are affected. 9. Enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, and relationship with other people are also affected. 9. On a scale of 1 to 10. And modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by walking, driving, standing, and improved by nothing. Severe pain in the right knee and severe pain in the right elbow and lower back. They're all reported to be 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he does not have any radiation of pain to the upper extremities or lower extremities. There is no finger or toe involvement. So far, he has had various x-rays, MRI, CT scans done prior to visiting advanced pain care. He does have a history of numbness, tingling, pins and needles, especially in the especially in the area of the right hand. He refers to olecranon process as the main culprit, also medial and lateral epicondyle as well. Regarding the treatment patient report, he has had chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, physical therapy. He had a surgery, and he has medications and epidural injections for his issues. In the system review, patient reports high cholesterol in heart disease, neurological disorder, headaches, musculoskeletal arthritis, swelling, and gout. Past surgery, he had a surgery by Dr. Matthew Youssef, Y-O-U-S-I-F, knee surgery on June 3rd, 2022. allergies are none. Family history, patient reports mother and father are alive with no medical problem. Siblings are alive with no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is married. And current employment status, patient is self-employed. And he's a chiropractor by profession and he continues to work. Disability, none. Legal history, none. Personal history, patient does not drink or smoke or use any recreational drugs. Additionally, patient has no suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts, no anxiety problem or sleep problem. He does have some mood problem and depression as such. Mood is described 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 141 over 101, pulse is 89 and pulse ox is 98. Respiratory rate is 18 and temperature is 98.5. Height is 6 feet 3 inches. Weight is 290 pounds. 50-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably and in obviously severe distress of pain, and pain faces are present, severe pain faces, and he has severe anxiety. He doesn't appear lethargic. Patient exhibits good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal and patient is able to walk well, except he's using a cane and is slowly walking and it is quite painful. He's working full-time in his profession. The rest of the exam will be from the template, including neurological examination. The gait is normal. The gait is slightly painful and talgic due to the pain in the right knee. Musculature examination is all normal. So please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness. None is present except at bilateral sacroiliac joint and L5-S1 area. There is no paravertebral muscle spasm or any hypertonicity noticed. Range of motion of the neck is normal. Forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 18. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 60, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was painful beyond 10 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test negative. Photo heart test is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test and the slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally and contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test negative. Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test and distraction test were found negative. Faber test is positive. Bilaterally and Gunston test is positive. Tendelbrook sign is negative. In the extremities examination, the right elbow and right knee is the most affected area and they are as follows. The rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. The gait is again antalgic. In the right elbow, there is a tenderness of the olecranon process as well as the lateral epicondyle, medial epicondyle, and range of motions are normal, but they are quite tender. There is some swelling and rebound tenderness. Not rebound, but tenderness is present. Muscle strength is 4/5. And the patient can do the extension and flexion normally. And range of motion is completely normal. Motor power is also normal. The hand and wrist examination does not bring any pathology. Tinel sign, Phelan sign is negative. Motor power is normal and range of motions are normal, grips are normal, sensation, reflexes and circulation is all intact. Examination of the right knee obviously has a 6-inch scar on the knee and it is quite swollen, tender and erythema is present, effusion is present. On palpation there is a tenderness in the peripetal region and the patellar area and there is a swelling and there is an asymmetry in the sense that the left knee is completely normal as compared to the right. There is a crepitus and grinding noise on moving the knee. Range of motion is 135 degrees flexion. Collateral ligaments are non-tender and not lax. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. General 110, E11.9, chronic lumbar sacral pain, degenerative joint disease, radiculopathy, right elbow M25.529, M70.31, M75.20, tenderness of the olecranon process and medial epicondyle. Lower extremity M25.561, M23.205, M23.202, M22.40. Post-op status of the right knee surgery, meniscectomy, lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine M46.1, M99.04. Plan of care for Rafael Okonkwo is from the template, and treatment plan will be as follows. The patient is advised to try physical therapy on an outpatient basis 2 times per week and continue for 8 weeks. Patient is advised an injection to the right elbow, lateral epicondyle. Medications. Patient is provided with the following medications, which are Colcrys, COLCRYS, 0.6 milligram, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 100 tablets. Provided with indomethacin, 75 milligram every 8 hours, 15 days for anti-inflammatory. SFX, 20 milligram twice a day for 60 tablets for stomach protection. Prednisone, 10 milligram twice a day is provided for further help with the healing and anti-inflammatory. And they are requested to use it with food. Allopurinol, 300 milligram at night, 30 tablets are given for prevention. After the acute phase is corrected, when the pain is completely gone, he will start allopurinol for chronic use. Lidocaine patch 5% and water and gel 3% are also ordered for topical pain relief. He is advised to wear a ACE bandage and a knee brace as well. He is advised rest and heat. Narcotic pain medication, Percocet 10 over 325 to 12 hours for 10 days are provided, 20 tablets for further pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. And review of the available MRI, other imaging records. I have reviewed the MRIs that are available. Lumbar sacral spine MRI dated 8-5-2021 is available, showing a bulging disc with edema, inflammation associated with annular tears and bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, compressing the thecal sac, causing bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing at L4-5, as well as herniated disc at L5-S1, associated with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy and compressing the thecal sac and causing severe bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. MRI of the left shoulder is available, which shows supra and infraspinatus tendinosis, worse within the former, mild subacromial bursitis, mild to moderate fibrosis capsular hypertrophy of the AC joint. However, the patient does not have much pain. He is able to move his shoulder pretty good. He didn't complain about it. Regarding the right knee, there is a medial meniscus tear in the anterior horn. posterior horn and body, lateral meniscus tears in the posterior horn and body. There is a cartilaginous defect involving 20% of the cartilage thickness in the lateral facet, which is, there is a subchondral edema. This MRI was done on 4-19-2022. A recent MRI on 11-10-2022 was done after his surgery. It shows knee joint effusion, grade 2 chondromalacia at the medial femoral condyle, medial tibial plateau, and lateral patellar facet. Anterior cruciate ligament sprain, interstitial tear in the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus, and reduction in the size of the posterior horn and body of the medial meniscus, presumed to be post-partial meniscectomy. Interventional pain procedure, patients recommended an injection to the olecranon process and lateral epicondyle to help temporarily. Surgical options, patient is already seeing an orthopedic surgeon in this area. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Attended care case work is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered to be released and they will be reviewed when they are available. Investigations. I have not ordered any new investigation at this time except for the MRI of the right knee and right elbow. DMEs. Patient is advised to use a cane and also right knee brace and right elbow brace. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Patient is a 290-pound gentleman. He needs to aggressively lose his weight. Disability is not mentioned or checked because patient is already working. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.